The following recording is made exclusively for members of FemDomTraining.ca, the number one female dominance and male submission training site on the internet today. Log in or join today to learn more. Hi, darling. I'm so glad you decided to download this file. I can assure you that the content of this file is so much more than it seems. You see, forcing men to do something at any time you want is a wonderful feeling that goes way beyond just being able to have an orgasm on tap. But yes, you get that too. In my years of training men to become more submissive and women to become more dominant, I have learned that everyone has different needs and frequencies of these needs. This file is to help you increase your desire to have an orgasm at the tongue of your man. But even more importantly, it is about creating a power dynamic in your relationship that simply states that you are the one in charge. The other thing you will learn in this file is that even though you have the absolute authority over your man, sometimes you will feel like having a man ravage you with his strong masculine body, and that you have the inherent right to have both men in your marriage. In fact, both of these men are available to you right now in your existing partner. Think about it. Has your man ever demonstrated masculinity around you that made you feel safe and protected? My guess is he probably has. It's not always the case, but in most cases, it holds true to marriages in a North American society. The things that are changing is that men are starting to learn to put their egos aside a little bit and learn to be more obedient and subservient to their wives. So that means you can have your cake and eat it too. By putting you in charge of your relationship, what I am going to teach you in this file is that you will learn that whatever you desire is what you can have as far as your relationship goes with your husband. It is actually quite simple. Nature has designed a little hack that I like to call a switch inside a man. The switch acts as two purposes. The first purpose of the switch is so that a woman who in most cases is less physically capable of forcing a man to do anything can actually make a man do anything she wants effortlessly without force. The second switch is so that a woman can make a man stronger, more masculine, and able to take on the world on behalf of that woman. The only common theme of this switch is that we, as women, control it. Therefore, we are the superior sex. We do need a little cooperation from our males to make this all work, but with the right training, you can have all the best qualities of a submissive, obedient husband that will do your every bidding, and a man that is very strong and assertive that will make you feel safe, protected, and sometimes a nice rough sex session to remind you of how manly your man can be. Again, you control the switch so that you can tap into either of these completely different mindsets almost instantly and without much effort on your part. So here is how the switch works. The switch is your man's orgasms. If he is having lots of orgasms, he will tend to be more macho, assertive, aggressive, and manly. If he is reduced to virtually no orgasms, he will become a submissive, obedient, pussy-licking, dishwashing house bitch that will cater to your every need. Sounds pretty good, right? Of course it does. You can have any trait you want from your man just by controlling his orgasms. I want you to participate in an experiment with me to see just how truthful this is. In the next week, I want you to have sex with him as much as you can handle. Let him orgasm every time. Take note on his behavior, not so much at the time of sex, but over the week in general. If you give him a blowjob on Monday, fuck his brains out on Wednesday, and have mad passionate sex again on Friday or Saturday, you will see his demeanor change dramatically if this is not your normal routine. He will become more bossy, more dominant, and have a stronger level of confidence than his normal self. Now, here's where it gets really good. The following week, I want you to lock his cock up in chastity. I want you to tell him he is not permitted to come this week at all, and maybe even 2 weeks or longer unless he listens and obeys you. At first, you will get much resistance to this, and this takes a little work, especially since he came so much the week before. However, if you are listening to this file, it is highly likely your man is interested in playing along anyways, as it was likely him that gave you this file. If it isn't, and you happened along our website without the help of him, then you will just need to be more tactful about it. Read more articles in the women's section of femdomtraining.ca to learn how to do this. For now, though, I want to focus on the switch that makes your man submissive and obedient. So after you have his cock locked up is when the true magic begins. It grows stronger and stronger with each passing day that your man does not come. Now, the reason this file talks about pussy licking is that this is one of the most powerful methods of utilizing this switch on him. When he learns that his orgasms are halted and yours are a priority, the switch will become more powerful. And not only will you get to come whenever you want, more importantly, he will listen to everything you say more and more with each passing day. The act of him performing oral on you is just a symbolic way of increasing his submissiveness. So I need you to lighten up a little bit and think of this more as an experiment on the biological aspects of how men are designed. Sometimes you may not want to have oral sex, and when you do, you certainly do not need to come every time. I would just like you to get used to forcing him to do it on a regular basis, during times you are abstaining his orgasms, so that you can gain better control faster and stronger. Okay, now that I have cleared up what this file is about, let's begin. I want you to lay back on the bed with your legs straight and your arms laying straight by your side. Take a deep breath and allow your body to relax and sink deeper into the bed. Feel the thoughts leaving your mind as your head sinks back further and deeper into the pillow. Your shoulders and arms begin to lose tension as they fall deeper into the bed. You are beginning to feel so relaxed now. Your chest and back begin to fall deeper into that bed, sinking further and further into its soft comfort. Your entire body feels light as it sinks deeper into the mattress. All the way to your toes, you feel the soft relaxation of the bed beneath you. It begins to feel as though you are lying on a cloud, a big, soft, pink, puffy cloud that relaxes your body, yet is strong enough to support you fully. You begin to feel that pink cloud floating carelessly and freely through the sky. You are like that cloud, floating along with no worries or cares,
all of the negative thoughts are leaving you and leaving your mind as you float freely through the air, up, down, here, there. You float along until all you are doing is hearing the sound of my voice. As you listen, my voice begins to sound calming and reassuring, like the waves of the ocean drifting out to sea and crashing into shore, bringing peace and relaxation. As the waves crash against the sand, the last of your worries and all of the negative thoughts are washed away. You begin to breathe deeply to the sound of the waves, inhaling as they pull out to sea, and exhaling as they crash against the shore. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. And with the last breath, you push whatever worries remain out of your mind. Exhale. I wonder if you see the bird walking along the edge of the shore. And I wonder if you can imagine that bird taking flight, its soft wings pushing it up into the air, higher, further, floating into the sky. And I wonder if you can imagine that bird, careless and free, flying along, to the left, to the right. Floating gently with the wind, until it lands at the top of a small hill. I wonder if you can imagine that hill. Can you see the small spiral staircase that winds around the hill to the ground at the bottom? You want to go down those stairs one at a time, making your way to the bottom. You take the first step, one, and you feel your body relaxing even more, your mind clear of worry and problems. Step two, you are going down, deeper, closer to the bottom. Step three, you feel free, relaxed, as you go deeper down, one step closer to the bottom. Step four. You can feel your body releasing any doubt. You are relaxed and happy as you go down, deeper, closer to your goal. Step five, you are halfway there, closer than you have ever been, sinking deeper and further down. Step six, you now know that you are free of all troubles. Everything is good. You are good. There is nothing to worry about. Step 7. The world is okay. You are okay. You have taken another step closer, deeper, going further towards the bottom. Step 8. Deeper, closer. Step 9. There is nothing holding you back. You have no worries. You have no fear. You are almost there. Step 10. You have arrived at the bottom, and you feel better than you have ever felt before. You have stepped into a room, a clean and empty room. Any negative thoughts and worries are gone. If any try to slip into your mind, you see them fly away, just as the birds flew away, leaving you feeling peace. I wonder if you can see the chalkboard on the wall in front of you. It is covered in words. You see those words and know that they represent the old you. The old you that was not assertive. The woman that did not have control over her man. Now you have a fresh, clean slate. You can rewrite your life from here forward. One of the first things you are going to do is accept that without question, your word is absolute authority in your household. Your man will cater to your wishes without argument, without question, and without hesitation. You have learned the secret of the man. You have learned to control the switch. Your man is locked up in male chastity, and you do not let him come more than twice per month. By controlling his orgasms, you control his will. Life is better now. Look around and see your clean house. Realize now that cleaning is no longer the woman's job. It is the man's job of the house. You pitch in if you feel like it, but that is a treat for your man and not a right. He adores you. He is buying you flowers again. He is massaging your feet on demand. He no longer needs to be told to take out the trash. He doesn't forget anniversaries, birthdays, or special events. He is 100% committed to his relationship and nurturing love, respect, and in pleasing you. Sex is better than it has ever been in your life now, because you are now comfortable in asking to be pleased. There is no burden or shame in asking, because the answer is always yes from your man. He loves to please you orally, sexually, and in all matters. It takes such a weight off your world that you embrace these new feelings of dominance. You love to order your husband around naked and make him do things that amuse you. It does not hurt him. It entertains him and makes him feel wanted. He will do anything to please you as you push his buttons of erotica. The more controlling you become, the less orgasms he has, the more fulfilled both of your lives become. You have learned to demand him to bring you to orgasm anytime you want, with no feelings of reciprocation towards him, and you love this. Allow yourself to feel the entitlement of absolute sexual pleasure given to you by your man when, where, and how you want. There is no resistance. This opens up feelings of entitlement to you, that you are to be treated like a queen from this day forward. This is your new life. You have mastered the switch. When you want obedience and servitude for an extended period of time, you lock your man's cock up and tell him he won't be having an orgasm anytime soon, but that you will be having many. And then you order him to his knees and make him orally please you. Can you feel the excitement of this control? Your man has become an expert at orally pleasing you because this is his primary task in sexual relations with you. You feel excited to make him orally please you. You are addicted to making him orally please you. You know that forcing him to orally please you makes him more obedient everywhere else. You feel an increasing desire to be orally satisfied. You need to be orally pleased on a regular basis. You are worthy of feeling many orgasms. Now take these statements and own them, because you are the one in charge of your house, and what you say is what goes. I am excited when I force my man to go down on me. I am addicted to forcing my man to go down on me. I demand obedience and demonstrate this by forcing my man to go down on me. I love it when my man goes down on me. I need my man to go down on me. I love orgasms, and my man will give me one anytime I want. Good. This is all part of the switch, dear. Master the switch and master your life. He is your knight in shining armor, ready to serve your every bidding. It does not matter what you ask. He will serve without question and with total honor to your wishes. You are a queen, and your house is your palace. Your palace is your domain. Your man is but a humble servant to your wishes inside this palace. You enjoy your man's company where he is naked and you are not, unless you choose to. You can tell him to strip and do housework. You can tell him to strip and cook. You can tell him to strip just because you can. You love this new control over your man, and nothing will ever let you go back. These are the new rules of the house, and he will accept them. The switch works best by keeping your man in a constantly aroused state. This is much easier with your man locked up in chastity. It is also very good to tease him regularly. Play with his cock, give him oral teases, do whatever you like that makes him very hard and ready, but do not let him come very often. The more you tease him and deny him orgasms, the stronger your control over him becomes. And this is what makes both of you the happiest. From this day forward, you know that you only have to do a few things on your side to make him do almost everything on his. Lock his cock up, tease and deny him of orgasms. Mastering this is mastering the switch. Your new life is full of bliss. Your new life is full of sexual gratification on your part. Your new life is having a compliant, obedient, serving husband. You deserve this. You want this. It is yours. Now, in a minute, I'm going to wake you up out of trance, and you will remember everything. You will have a stronger and stronger desire to make your husband orally serve you in the bedroom and please you with chores outside of the bedroom. This desire only gets stronger each time you demand something and he responds correctly. When he does not respond correctly, you will deny him everything. You will not tease him or deny him. You will not have sex with him. You will ignore him completely until he is in compliance once again. Are you ready for your new life? Good. Let's wake you out of trance then, and you can have it. 5. Feeling stronger, more powerful, and realizing you have the right to demand your husband to drop whatever he is doing to orally please you. Four, feeling more of the sexual being that you are and were always meant to be. Three, accepting your new role as queen of the house feels good. Feels deserving. Two, slowly coming out of trance, feeling peaceful, happy, and content. One, wake up, wide awake. Great. You are becoming the person that you were always meant to be. You are the queen of your house now, and your man will be obedient to your wishes. Master the switch, and you will control the happiness and bliss of your life together with your partner. All the things we have discussed in this file are written permanently into your brain, and you are satisfied with these new beliefs, and you accept them fully as the way you wish to live your life together with your partner. Each time that you order your man to give you an orgasm increases your control over having him do everything else in the house that you wish him to do. You are truly the queen of the house, and he is your humble servant. Use these powers positively to make both of your lives much better, and remember that there is no right or wrong way of doing anything. There is only one way, and that is your way. Have a great sleep, darling.
The preceding recording was made exclusively for members of femdomtraining.ca, the number one female dominance and male submission training site on the internet today. Log in or join today to learn more.